And now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It is a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. Over the weekend, columnist John Gabriel wrote about the so-called cancel culture, the effort to figuratively shout down opinions that certain people on social media or other areas of the public square disagree with. Gabriel's piece focused on a recent podcast on which comedian and actress Sarah Silverman discussed being fired from a recent role because of a controversial TV sketch she performed more than a decade ago. Phil Boas, editorial director of The Republic, is with me for his weekly appearance to talk about that. Phil, the term cancel culture is being used commonly today, but how fresh is this actual idea?
It's an old concept, though. It is the phenomenon of the mob. And we've learned now that social media is a great vehicle for mobs to gather and then to go and attack. And they do. And it's something we're going to have to learn to deal with because I don't think it ever goes away. I mean, I do think the internet is going to mature. And part of that maturation is people are going to learn to have the courage to stand against the mob and stand up to it and realize that you can. And I think things will begin to settle after that. But I think this will always be available to people, and people have the instinct to do this, and they do it when they read or see things that they don't like or disagree with. They want to go out, find allies, and destroy.
I was reminded of how often it happens when a radio host, TV host, whatever, says something that people don't like, and then let's find out who their advertisers are, and we'll say we're going to boycott. Does this fall in the same camp generally as that?
Yeah, it's a large problem in the country right now that you're not merely going to disagree with them or assemble the arguments so that you can knock down their ideas and their arguments. You have to come at them in a way that could personally destroy them or destroy their career. And, you know, if you can do that, others can do it to you. And someday you'll understand why that's a bad thing in the country if you think it's a good idea at the moment.
So. Some of us have issues with being judgmental, no question. But is this one of those things where you're not even thinking in terms of a disagreement? It's because you disagree. And if you're disagreeing a certain way, then you're completely off the table. You're not even part of the debate anymore.
Right. Well, and that's the great danger of it, is that it freezes expression. So the people are afraid to express unpopular ideas or controversial ideas. Consequently, we can't go there in our discussions, and we can't discuss the things that need to be talked about in our society. So that's the real danger of it.
Was it as surprising to you as it was to me, and maybe this is part of social media, that a lot of the people John wrote about, Sarah Silverman, Kevin Hart, Aziz Ansari, these are people who are in comedy. And as we know, sometimes the best comedy or the funniest comedy can be the edgiest and in some ways the most offensive, but usually the best comedians are doing it to make a point, not just to do something crass and make people laugh.
Right. So Sarah Silverman, what she is being held account to, and that was going into blackface for a routine that she did 12 years ago to make a point about racism. And it was really a skit about, she's a Jewish woman and she was with a partner in comedy, and they were both arguing that it was harder to be Jewish or harder to be black, and so they switched places and, you know, had this discussion. But it was, the point of it was to knock down racism, both oppressed minorities at different points in history, and so context mattered there. But 12 years later, it didn't seem to matter, and she lost a job because of it.
And that's a dangerous subject matter, blackface, no question, but when you think about it in terms of satire, maybe there's wiggle room for it, but I guess there isn't really.
Well, I can give you an example of it flipped where the right did this kind of thing. I published a young black man who was writing about being offended at a photograph in an old photograph in a restaurant of Welsh miners who were in blackface. And I struggled with whether I'd run that piece, but ultimately I decided to publish because I thought it showed the absurd lengths that identity politics could go and that context mattered. And so I wanted to create the discussion. Well, the right went crazy about that. I had a lot of people on the right and some very high profile people saying we never should have published and we never should have given that the light of the day. I think we should have, and I think we should have had a conversation. And we're talking about context today with Sarah Silverman because context didn't matter there. It's the same argument.
So John closes the piece by saying it's time for the perpetually offended on the left and right to bring back two concepts the Puritans were at least familiar with, grace and forgiveness. What do you think about that? And is that possible? Or do you think, as you said about the internet, it's going to take some a while to mature?
I think he's right. And I think we all benefit from having a free space where we can express ourselves, even in controversial ways. The left used to fight tooth and nail for this. They don't anymore. This is more about the left today, because these were fundamental values on the left. Free speech, the lions of free speech came from the left on the Supreme Court. And now you're seeing a retreat in the universities and other places from free speech. Now, you see others on the left are, and these happen to be older liberals who are trying to stop it and trying to defend, you know, the safe harbor where we can talk about controversial issues. But it's a larger problem on the left than it is on the right.
All right, Phil Boas, thanks.
Thank you.
Phil Boas is editorial director of the Arizona Republic.